right, come sit with me.
You have to behave yourself.
Just sit there. I'm going to read you a story.
Okay.
Yeah, it's story time. All right, I'm going to read you Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Retold and illustrated by Jan Brett, which is one of my favorite illustrators. Okay. Hands to yourself. No, hands to yourself. All right. Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived together in a house of their own in a wood. One of them was little, small, wee bear, and one was a middle-sized bear, and the other was a great, huge bear. They each had a bowl for their porridge, a little bowl for the little, small, wee bear, a middle-sized bowl for the middle-sized bear, and a great, huge bowl for the great, huge bear. Stop it. Stop it. Sit back. Good boy. And they each had a chair to sit in. A little chair for the little, small, wee bear. A middle-sized chair for the middle-sized bear. And a great, huge chair for the great, huge bear. And they each had, stop it. Stop it. Now. Where was I? And they each had a bed to sleep in. A little bed for the little small wee bear. A middle-sized bed for the middle-sized bear. And a great huge bed for the great huge one day, after they made their porridge for breakfast and poured it into their porridge bowls, they walked into the woods while the porridge was cooling. And while they were walking, a little girl named Goldilocks came to their house. First, she looked in at the window. Then she peeped in at the sky hole. And seeing no one was at home, she lifted the latch. That's a naughty, naughty girl, isn't it? Very naughty. That's not in the story, by the way. The door opened before her, and in she went. How pleased Goldilocks was when she saw the steaming porridge on the table, the sweet smell of porridge with roasted nuts, honey, and berries filled the room. It was so tempting that Goldilocks set about helping herself. First, she tasted the porridge of the great huge bear, but it was too hot. Then, she tasted the porridge of the middle-sized bear, but it was too cold. And then, she tried the porridge of the little small wee bear, and it was neither too hot nor too cold. It was just right. She liked it so much that she ate it. All up. Then Goldilocks sat down on the chair of the great huge bear, but it was too hard for her. Then she sat down in the chair of the middle-sized bear, but it was too soft for her. And then she sat down in the chair of the little small wee bear. And this chair was neither too hard nor too soft. Just right. So Goldilocks seated herself in it, and there she sat until the bottom of the chair gave way, and down she came, plump, upon the floor. Okay, yes, you can play with my hair. That actually feels really good. Then Goldilocks went upstairs to the bedroom in which the three bears slept. First, she lay down upon the bed of the great huge bear, but that was too high at her head. Sorry, but that was too high at the head of her. Next, she lay down upon the bed of the middle-sized bear, but that was too high at the foot of her. Then she lay down upon the bed of the little small wee bear, and that was neither too high at the head nor foot, but just right. Stop. Stop it. Stop. Stop it. So she covered herself up comfortably and fell fast asleep. By this time, the three bears thought their porridge would be cool enough to eat, so they returned home for breakfast. Now Goldilocks had left the spoon of the great huge bear standing in his porridge. "Somebody has been eating at my porridge," said the great huge bear in his great rough, gruff voice. And when the middle-sized bear looked at hers, she saw the spoon was standing in it too. "Somebody has been at my porridge," said the middle-sized bear in her middle voice. Then the little, small, wee bear looked at his bowl, and the spoon was in his porridge bowl, but the porridge was gone. "Somebody has been in my porridge and has eaten it all up," said the little, small, wee bear in his little, small, wee voice. Was that wee enough? I don't know. Upon this, the three bears, seeing that someone had entered their house and eaten up little, small, wee bear's breakfast, began to look about them. Now, Goldilocks had not put the hard cushion straight when she rose from the chair of the great, huge bear. "Somebody has been sitting in my chair," said the great, huge bear in his great, rough, gruff voice. I think that was better. And Goldilocks had crumbled the soft cushion of the middle-sized bear. "Somebody's been sitting in my chair," said the middle-sized bear in her middle voice. And you know what Goldilocks had done to the third chair? "Somebody's been sitting in my chair and has sat the bottom right out of it," said the little small wee bear in his little small wee voice. Then the bear thought it necessary that they should make a further search, so they went upstairs into the bedroom. Now Goldilocks had pulled the pillow of the great huge bear out of its place. "Somebody has been lying in my bed," said the great huge bear in his great rough gruff voice. And Goldilocks had pulled the cover of the middle-sized bear out of its place. "Somebody has been lying in my bed," said the middle-sized bear in her middle voice. And then the little, small, wee bear came to look at his bed. There was Goldilocks, sleeping peacefully, with her long, shiny braids spread across his pillow. Little, small, wee bear just stared at her for a moment and didn't say anything. But then he cried, "Somebody has been lying in my bed, and here she is." Goldilocks had heard in her sleep the great, rough, gruff voice of the great, huge bear and the middle voice of the middle-sized bear, but it was only as if she had heard someone speaking in a dream. But when she heard the little, small, wee voice of the little, small, wee bear, it was so sharp and so shrill and so like her own that it awakened her at once. Up she started, and when she saw the three bears on one side of the bed, she tumbled herself off the other and ran to the window. Out Goldilocks jumped and ran away as fast as she could run, not looking behind her until she was very far away. And what happened to Goldilocks afterwards? No one can tell. But the three bears never saw anything more of her. The end. What was that? Yes, good boy, you may touch me right there. I would love it if you touched me right there. Thank you for asking so nicely.